In 1992, Mercer is desperately trying to rebuild his life and relationship with his son amidst the turbulent 1992 LA uprising following the Rodney King verdict. Across town, another father and son put their own strained relationship to the test as they plot a dangerous heist to steal catalytic converters, which contain valuable platinum from the factory where Mercer works. As tensions rise in Los Angeles and chaos erupts, both families reach their boiling points when they collide. This is the plot summary from 1992, starring Tyrese Gibson as Mercer, Ray Liotta as Lowell, and Scott Eastwood as Riggin. These were the main stars in the film, and I have to say I am really surprised that there is actually a film this late in the year in 2024, almost September, and we are seeing fresh content from the late Ray Liotta. May he rest in peace. A brilliant actor. He was every bit brilliant in this film. 1992 is my kind of film. It is a heist film. It's got actions. It's got shooting. It's got a little bit of violence. It has a story to tell. It has lessons that need to be learned. Mercer is navigating in this post-Rodney King verdict time period, and he is trying to find his son. The idea was that he worked at the factory that Ray Liotta's character, Lowell, and Scott Eastwood's character, who played the son of Ray Liotta, Lowell and Riggin, were planning to rob the factory where Tyrese was working. And because this riots were going on, Tyrese was just trying to get to the factory with his boy to seek shelter for the night. And because of the violent outbreaks that were happening. Of course, this is a fictional tale, but there's probably a million stories that we don't know about that were happening during that time period. Tyrese's character, Mercer, played the part of an ex-gangster who had just got out of jail for the crimes that he committed, which they didn't go into the details, but he wanted a better life for his son, Antoine Bay. His son was a teenager, and they made him to be dumb a little bit. He was out there participating in the riots, and Tyrese had to go find him. I think if he was being raised by Mercer, probably wouldn't be seeking out the riots and joining in and all the carnage. So anyhow, that was one of the parts of the film that I had to suspend my disbelief, because I don't believe that Mercer would have been able to find his son if he was out there helping the looters and breaking into stuff, and I just don't think he would have ever found his son on the streets. Cut over to when he finally does make it with his son over to the factory, and you have Ray Liotta's character, Scott Eastwood, their crew actively trying to break into this vault where this melted down platinum is, and they're hunting for these platinum bars that are supposedly worth $10 million. During the course of their handiwork, they end up killing the security guard that is stumbled upon by Tyrese. He knew something was going down. And so you have this whole action drama thing going on. I am not going to spoil the ending of this film, but I will say that Ray Liotta's character plays a part of Lowell. He was very cutthroat. In the end, all he cared about was the money. So I really enjoyed this film. It exceeded my expectations. I thought it had funny points. I thought it had great action scenes. It told a story that needed to be told. I thought it was well done. It was directed by Ariel Vroman, who I had not heard of, and he was also one of the writers, along with Sasha Penn. It was nice seeing Scott Eastwood as well. He played Ray Liotta's son. He had a younger brother that was also in the film. Dylan Arnold, who played the part of Dennis. It was nice to see Scott. I love seeing him because he totally reminds you of Clint Eastwood, the amazing actor. But you see, he's a chip off the old block. He's just not as hard as Clint Eastwood. Clint was more of a serious character, whereas Scott Eastwood, you could tell he's got his genes, but he's not the same person. He's a different, he's his own person. It's fun to see him in these roles, and I am a fan. So anyhow, I really enjoyed 1992. I highly recommend the film, and I give it 5 stars. It was amazing. Speaking to the performance of Tyrese, I thought he played the part of a gangster or an ex-gangster really well. He was certainly believable. He had no fear in his eyes or in his actions. He just wasn't afraid of anyone, and he pulled it off very well. One anecdote that I have, I ended up getting to the theater late. There was this young couple in front of us, and he said, "I want to see the Tyrese movie." He couldn't remember the name of it, and I thought that was hilarious, and I chimed in, 1992.